Welcome back to the podcast. Today, me and Justin are doing a Survivor Series 2020 preview for people who don't watch Survivor Series, who don't watch WWE. That's what it is.
We watch WWE. We just watch the pay-per-views.
We watch the pay-per-views, and that's it.
I kind of broke the streak. I watched that clip of Drew winning the title.
Drew won the title? See, I saw that picture, and I was like, wait, when did he lose the title? And I had to think about it. When did he lose the title?
Hell in a Cell. He lost it to Orton.
Oh, to Orton. Wait, Orton just dropped the title back to him? Excuse me?
Yeah, he dropped it back to Drew.
Why? It was only like 3 weeks ago?
Something like that. 4 weeks ago?
Well, this is news to me. I didn't even think about that. Well, that sucks. Why did he drop it? Does anyone know? What's Dave say? Do you listen to the Observer still? Because I don't even listen to that anymore.
He says, I don't know, plans change. I don't know. He doesn't even know.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, I, like we said, only watch pay-per-views. But I unsubscribed earlier this year from the Wrestling Observer newsletter, like when the radios and stuff like that, like the podcasts. And so I have no idea what goes on. The only thing I know is that, like, I watch every pay-per-view, and so far the pay-per-views have been enough for me, like, for my WWE for the month. You know what I mean?
See, so, I watch pay-per-views, and I listen to Uncle Dave and Brian review Raw and SmackDown every week, and apparently SmackDown's pretty good, and Raw's just crap, or okay. See,
SmackDown, I always am like, okay, I'm going to watch SmackDown this week, and then it's like 9:30 on Friday. I'm like, oh, SmackDown's over already. So I just forget about it. You know what I mean? So I don't know. But this show is SmackDown versus Raw. Shout out to the good old video game of SmackDown versus Raw, specifically 2007. That was the game. That was the soundtrack, let me tell you. So starting off, I think we're doing a live show, correct, Justin?
Yeah, we're doing live. No one's going to listen to this preview besides 20 people.
Exactly. Well, if one of the 20 people find out about this live show we're doing, then check it out. It'll be on Justin's channel. And go follow us on Twitter for all that information. But starting off, there's going to be a dual brand battle royal for what? I have no idea.
It says participants TBA.
Yeah. So don't know who's in it. Don't know what it's for. But it's going to be on the pre-show. And it's going to be there. You know what? Maybe they'll do a gimmick battle royal like New Japan for Wrestle Kingdom. I don't know anymore. Yeah, well, that was always the best. Anyway, starting off with...
I think R-Truth's going to win. I don't know why, but I'm going to say R-Truth.
R-Truth? Yeah, why not? Let's throw R-Truth in the ring and have him win. Maybe Little Jimmy will throw him out. What if he just threw himself out and then they said Little Jimmy? Never mind. Okay, we got Team Raw. AJ Styles, Keith Lee, Sheamus, Braun Strowman, and Riddle. He dropped. They don't. It's not Matt Riddle. It's just Riddle. That's so stupid. Anyway, versus Team SmackDown, Kevin Owens, Jey Uso, King Corbin, Seth Rollins, and Otis. Justin.
I think I'm retiring from wrestling after reading this. So I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care? You don't care about Riddle?
No, I don't care about Riddle. The Riddler, the Riddle Man.
You think Keith Lee is going to just be Keith or Lee? Like,
Mr. Lee or Mr. Keith?
Just Keith. Hey, Keith. Like, yeah, you got Keith and Riddle. I mean, I'll make this plain and simple.
WWE Champion. Actually, I can't make fun of the name because, you know, we had a champion called The Rock, so never mind.
That I didn't think about that, but now that you said that, yeah, that's true. Okay, I'll tell you who I'm gonna pick. Plain and simple, if you got Kevin Owens on a team, I'm automatically picking that team to win. But then you have Seth Rollins on that team, and then you have one of the Usos, because the Usos have been absolutely killing it lately, from the last show I watched and the show before that. And then King Corbin, he's from Kansas City, people forget that. And then Otis is there. I really don't care about Otis, but you know what, he's on the team. I'm going with Team SmackDown. SmackDown was my show, SmackDown Live. Remember Talking Smack with Daniel Bryan and Renee Young? Going with Team SmackDown.
I think Team Raw's gonna win.
Who do you think is going to be the survivors?
Keith Lee and Strowman.
Okay. I'm going with Owens. Definitely Owens. And if Owens isn't the sole survivor, then maybe Rollins. Owens and Rollins. So, yeah, that's that. Team Raw versus SmackDown for the women's side. We have Nia Jax on Raw, followed by Shayna Baszler, Lana, Lacey Evans, Peyton Royce. Versus Team SmackDown, we have Bianca Belair, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, Bayley, Natalya. Again, I there's too many people that I like on the SmackDown side. SmackDown is just killing it right now. Ruby Riott, awesome. Liv Morgan, awesome. Bayley, fan of state champs. Fan of state champs is a fan of my, or I'm a fan of you. So going with Team SmackDown again.
I'm gonna go with Team SmackDown because I'm trying to figure out who's how many points for each. So the last match would be like the tiebreaker.
Oh, that's good. Okay, interesting. I didn't even think about that. Who do you think is going to be the survivors for Team SmackDown?
I don't know. I think Rhea Ripley is going to come, but I think everyone's thinking that. So if someone's going to get injured, and then Rhea Ripley's coming. Maybe well, like Natalya getting injured.
Okay, that'd be interesting. If Rhea Ripley is on the Team SmackDown and Team SmackDown doesn't win, then I mean, I'll unsubscribe the next day from the network. Like, that would be just bizarre. So I'm going with Team SmackDown either way. If Rhea Ripley does, like, be a part of the match, then I think she'll be, like, the sole survivor. So, and then we got Bobby Lashley, who's the United States champion for Raw, versus Sami Zayn, who's SmackDown's Intercontinental champion. And obviously it's a non-title match. And I'm going Bobby Lashley. I like Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn. He's going to do like a cheap win and beat Bobby Lashley.
That's a good call. I didn't think about that. I'm still going Bobby Lashley just because I can't see Bobby Lashley losing to Sami Zayn. But then you said that, so now it's like it's going to be like a DQ or something. I'm thinking too much about this. Yeah. That's as far as I'll go on that one. I think that's what's going to happen. If Sami Zayn does win, it's going to be some screwy finish.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Then we got a bunch of tag teams over here. We got The New Day representing Raw versus The Street Profits representing SmackDown. And let's see. If we're thinking about the back and forth thing with the points, so far we would be SmackDown 2. Well, no, in your case, SmackDown 3.
No, I'm at Raw. No, wait, did I pick SmackDown 2?
Oh, you picked Raw the first time. So it would be 1-1. And then the last match, Sami Zayn would have won. So that would be SmackDown 2, Raw 1. So going into the New Day match, it would be SmackDown 2, Raw 1.
So I'll pick Raw for me to have 2-2.
Okay, yeah, I think the New Day is going to win, just because I like the New Day better. But in my case, see, I don't know. I don't know how this is like. It's so hard to like figure this out with the point systems and
stuff like that. Or are they gonna do like that 1 year where they don't? It doesn't matter, and they just remember when Raw won every single match.
Yeah, and they didn't even care. I think like SmackDown won the pre-show, and that was it.
And they didn't even count it.
And it was a clean sweep. Like that's the thing, like. Is it just bragging rights? Like that show a couple years ago or 10 years ago now, bragging rights?
Yeah. Remember these had bragging rights in Survivor Series?
Yeah, and it was like a couple months removed from each other too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think the New Day is going to win this match. Going into the next match, we got the Women's Championship. It's not on the line. They're just fighting each other. That's the thing. The thing about Survivor Series where it's like, I feel like back in the day, they would have like the Survivor Series, like 5-on-5, you know, match, like the elimination match. And then they would have like a normal card under it. And now it's just SmackDown versus Raw.
Yeah.
So Asuka with Raw and Sasha Banks with SmackDown. I think Sasha Banks is going to win.
Same.
Coming off of her Mandalorian appearance, I think she's going to win.
So Undertaker is supposed to be on the show. and he's supposed to announce his retirement or whatever. Is he retiring? Or is he going to have a match?
Dude, if he doesn't retire, and, like, after that documentary and after this whole shebang, like, who else is he going to face? You're the biggest Undertaker fan I know. Who else do you need to see him face?
Say goodbye and goodnight, and then bang.
He's just going to do the Kenny Omega thing? Is he going to come out in, like, the cleaner, like, with a broom and everything?
No.
Okay. Will he be riding the bike down to the ring? Wait. What if he's just, what's it called? What if he just is on his farm and his, like, motorcycle rides in, and then he, like, does a little promo from his, like, not his farm, but, like, where his house. You know what I mean? And then he just, like, says what he has to say, and then he, like, leaves. He just disappears. Lightning strikes, he disappears.
He's going to come out as Mark Calloway and then whatever, and then say goodbye.
Leave as the Undertaker?
No, not leave as the Undertaker.
Leave as the Undertaker. Are you going to cry if he does retire?
No.
You're not going to shed a tear?
Why am I going to cry when Undertaker retires?
With a tear in my eye. So no tears from Justin.
Mike.
What?
Where's that from?
What'd you say?
The tear in my eye.
It's Ric Flair.
Well, where?
I don't remember. You think I know this?
No, I don't. I'll do well for it.
I just know that he said it. But what was that one song that played for I'll Leave the Memories Alone? You got to play Leave the Memories Alone as Undertaker's leaving. And Justin's just like crying like on stream. Anyway, main event time.
By the way, I thought if Undertaker retires, should I retire from WWE forever too?
See, but then if you say that, you're going to like pull a Ric Flair retirement. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll come back.
Yeah, so you can't really like actually retire. Like maybe
kind of just had to stop watching.
Yeah. I don't know, but main event, Drew McIntyre for Raw versus Roman Reigns versus SmackDown. I mean, Drew just won the title, so he doesn't need to win this match.
He's going
to
cash in and beat Drew for the title.
I'm sorry, who?
So Miz cashes in.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And then both titles are on the line, and then he pins Drew.
What do you mean both titles are on the line?
I don't know.
How about this? How about this? Roman Reigns.
He's like, I'm cashing in my Money in the Bank contract, and then he pins Drew.
What if Drew McIntyre beats Roman, but Roman is like mad about it and he goes crazy. He beats up Drew, or vice versa. What if Roman just like attacks or he like destroys Drew McIntyre and then like he pins him 1-2-3 and then he continues to destroy him. Roman Reigns leaves. The Miz runs out, cashes in Drew McIntyre. Dude, okay, here's the thing. I want The Miz to cash in on a pay-per-view so I can watch. Because it's not going to be fun to, like, read about it, like, as it's happening and not be watching Miz cash in. So I would like to watch The Miz cash in because The Miz is my guy. And I want to watch him win. And, like, when it comes to The Miz and me being a fan of The Miz, first it was, like, the chick magnet Miz. And then right from there it was Miz the Money in the Bank briefcase holder. So that's what made me a fan of The Miz, and that's what I want to see happen. If The Miz cashes in on this show, I might tune in to Raw on Monday.
You're not going to watch Raw.
If The Miz cashes in, I will watch Raw on Monday. I'll do a full review on Twitter, live tweet.
All right, there you go. And I think SmackDown's going to win.
You think so? I think so, too. I think SmackDown will win, but I think Miz is going to stand tall at the end of the show because, you know, he's going to about to cash in that title or for the title. So, boom, that's it. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you in the next one.